Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello and welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I am Carlene Higgins and I'm missing my co-host, Miss Jill Dunn. She is taking some much deserved vacation, but we do have an amazing guest for you today. Her name is Michaela Nogueira. You may have heard of her. She has over 15 million followers on TikTok. She is absolutely slaying the content creation game. She's an amazing makeup artist. And if you're not someone who follows TikTok or social media much, you still may have seen her. She's well known for her accent and she really just has gorgeous looks. I just love how she kind of shoots straight from the hip. And we originally had Michaela on the show back in March of 2022. That's when she told us how she got her start, how she kind of blew up. So we're going to link to that episode if you want to hear her backstory. Today, we're doing a bit of a catch up with Michaela. You know, she's a newlywed now. This year, she won Beauty Content Creator of the Year at the Streamy Awards. She deserves it. I will say that. One of the hardest working women in the biz. And she is dialing in from New York City, where she is shooting a campaign with KVD Beauty. It's their hashtag KVD F the Rules campaign. She's shooting with four contest winners who took part in this special contest. They got all expenses paid to go to New York to hang out and shoot with Michaela. We're also going to find out there's a big Sephora sale coming up. Six things she tells us that are in her cart that she'll be shopping for. She also tells us a few of her best makeup tips that she's learned in the past year, whether it be from other creators or makeup artists that she now uses. She's going to share those with us. They're actually great in terms of setting your makeup. And she talks to us about her skincare routine. So she's going to drop her routine and she's going to talk to us about what's next for her in her career. And I don't think she's talked about this much, guys. Let me tell you, it seemed to kind of come out of left field. I don't think it's what you're expecting. If you need a refresher and you're new to our show, Jill and I, we are two former beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. We have been doing Breaking Beauty podcasts for about 6 years now. I think we have about 7 million total downloads. We've had wonderful people like Hailey Bieber, Tracy Ellis Ross, Kate Hudson, and you can always count on us to have great tips for you all from the biggest glam teams in Hollywood, whether it's Makeup by Mario, Chris Appleton, Matt Rez is coming on our show soon. He's the hair colorist to beat all hair colorists right now. We've had great derms like Pillow Talk Derm, Dr. Shireen Idris. It's just so much fun. And I'm so glad if you're listening, you're a longtime listener and you're back with us this week. Thank you very much for joining us. Please share our episode with other people who might be interested. It really helps other people find us. Leave us a review, rate us. We love it when you drop into our Facebook chat room and chat with us, or on Instagram, leave us a comment about what you thought about this episode or any further questions you may have. So without further ado, here she is, Michaela.
And just like that,
your favorite besties
and tastemakers,
Benito Skinner
and Mary Beth Barone,
are back.
Did you miss us?
You know they did.
Join us every Wednesday on your way to Sephora to hear our witty, ridiculous, and irreverent musings on life, the universe, existence, and of course, what we currently ride for.
You're going to absolutely live / die for this podcast. You might even, dare we say,
ride for it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grateful that Macy's is supporting our show this week. I love the fall season. Bring on pumpkin spice everything. Bring on crisp air walks, leaves crunching underneath your feet, oversized scarves. I am here for it all. And I think in general, my favorite part about fall is just the anticipation. There's so many fun things coming up and so many opportunities to gather together with our loved ones. I mean, the holidays, y'all, they're coming in hot. We're talking Halloween is next week. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And of course, we have Hanukkah coming up and Christmas. So Santa's going to be here real soon. But not to worry, Macy's has got you covered. They've got the essentials and all of the fun extras to decorate, host, entertain, and get in the holiday spirit with their amazing holiday hub. So you can get endless inspiration there to shop for the loved ones on your gift list. And they have all of those essentials that you might be looking for, like a new Christmas tree or ornaments to trim the tree, or cozy candles, or matching pajamas, or festive stemware to have on hand as a hostess gift. I mean, Macy's, they really do have it all. So check out Macy's.com/holidayhub for more info. Once again, that's Macy's.com/holidayhub for more info. That's Macy's.com/holidayhub for more info. We'll link to this URL on our website and in our show notes. Now, back to the show.
It's been, I think, a year and a half since you've been on our show. And I want to say that may have been your first podcast. Do you remember? Was it?
One of them. One of my earliest, yeah.
All right. Well, so much has changed since then. I think you've racked up a few more million followers on TikTok. You're newlywed and you just won Beauty Content Creator of the Year at the Streamy Awards. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm just a big fan ever since you were on our show. So tell us, where are you dialing in from right now? Like, what's popping over there?
Yeah, I'm in New York City. I'm here for the KVD F the Rules competition. I'm really excited to be here. I mean, this competition has been, you know, months in the making, and the fact that the time's finally here, and I've been so eager for it. So yeah, and I love coming to New York City for work. I love it here. You can really feel like the confidence and the motivation when you're in the city. So I love it.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to be there next week. We'll be like sliding doors. So I know that you actually helped judge the KVD F the Rules contest. And I saw your own post. You had one side, you kind of kicked it off. You had one side where it was playing it safe. And then the other side was F the Rules. And I'm just curious, because yeah, I wear that kind of makeup every day, that the safe one. But what impressed you when you were judging? Like, who jumped out at you? And, you know, what got you like winner, winner?
Yeah, yeah. There were hundreds of entries. So I can tell you that it was extremely difficult to pick the winners, especially because the talent that people have is unmatched. But honestly, when I was doing it, when I was selecting the winners, I looked for people who kind of reminded me of my journey in beauty and on TikTok. A lot of the winners that I selected, I was just reminded of me. I saw their passion. I saw their vulnerability. I saw their talent. I could see how badly they wanted it. I could tell that they just had a passion for beauty, had a passion for creating. And the people who won had the most incredible F the Rules side that was so expressive, so artistic, so unique. And that's why I haven't met them yet. I'm meeting them tonight. And I'm just excited to meet people with such creative minds. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to do a shoot together, which is beyond excited. I mean, you're excited. Imagine them.
I know. I that's what I think about. I think about like, they're people who dream to be in the position I'm in. They aspire to be content creators or influencers or be in a campaign. So like, to me, this means everything to me, because I get to help people feel the way I felt as I was coming up as a beauty content creator. So when we do that shoot tomorrow, I can only imagine how they're going to be feeling. Aww. I remember my first photo shoot and I was terrified. I actually cried because I was so nervous. So I can imagine there's probably a lot of anxiety, a lot of nerves, but a lot of excitement. And my goal is to make them feel comfortable and feel excited and help them realize their true potential. So my goal is to sit down with them and get to know everything I can about each of the winners. And I'm excited to hear their stories. I really am. I'm like so excited.
Amazing.
And then after that, we get to go to Ulta and have a little KVD shopping spree. So I'm excited to watch them pick out makeup and stuff like that. And I used to work at Ulta, so it's very full circle.
What do you think you're going to be excited to show them? Like, is there something from KVD Beauty that you're like, you got to try this?
I mean, I love their dazzle sticks. They're basically an eyeshadow stick, but they are over the top shimmer shine pigment. So I love to use those. And then they have the brand new multi-chrome gels that are absolutely insanely beautiful, shimmery, long lasting. You can do eyeliner with them, eyeshadow, anything. And then KVD just has some of the best long lasting complexion and lip products.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. I feel like it's so funny because you automatically gravitate to the F the Rules side. That's always going to be you, right? Like, honestly, let's just say it.
I do.
The rules. We'll say the real thing.
Yeah.
It's funny though, because I have talked to some makeup artists and that, and they have said they've seen even with influencers, this pulling back more toward that softer side, that, you know, faux freckles and a little coquette cheek and all of that. I'm curious where you think this is all headed. Like, what's going to be the next aesthetic?
It's interesting because I feel like when COVID hit, that's when that clean girl, quick, easy makeup came about, because everyone was just at home and there was no need to be doing these 2 hour makeup looks, which when I do the rule side, that's taking me up to 2 hours. And I think the truth of it is people just don't have the time anymore to be doing these long looks, you know, you have to add in those 2 hours every day to have time to do that. And there's just not enough time in the day. So I think we're just going to continue to see a lot of this simple, clean girl makeup. I think Rare Beauty has kind of really set the tone for like the way we do makeup in terms of, you know, how Selena likes to do her makeup. A lot of people are doing it like that. But I mean, my goal with my content is to always inspire the people who don't want to follow that. Mm-hmm. So for me, I consistently have to convince myself that it's okay to do my makeup how I want to do it. The rules side. I find myself consistently saying, I know it's easy to follow the rules. I know it's trendy. Mm-hmm. I know that that's what people want to see, but what do I want for myself? So that's kind of what my messaging is going to be on my page. I mean, we're in October. It's Halloween.
That's true.
And just over the years, we're seeing less and less people do special effects Halloween type makeup. So for the next 2 weeks or up until Halloween, I'll be doing, you know, Halloween makeup, because that is going to make me feel excited and creative and everything like that. So I anywhere I can kind of slip in there and do the looks that I want to do, I'll do it.
You'll be rocking it. Well, anybody who hasn't listened to our first episode needs to go back and listen to it. I'll link to it in our show notes. But you did tell us your origin story going back to working in, I believe it was a haunted house and in special effects. So everybody better be watching Michaela's feed.
Yes.
Around Halloween time.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Olay. So not long ago, I went to an Olay event in New York for the launch of their latest innovation, Super Serum. It was super fun. There was a life-size bottle of the Super Serum that I got to pose with. I went through this maze-like gallery that showcased Olay's 70 years of scientific discovery. And I got to use this high-tech scanning device that tested the real age of my skin. Here's what impressed me most about Olay's latest Game Changer Super Serum. It's basically five serums in one. It's got activated niacinamide, vitamin C, collagen peptide, vitamin E, and AHA, alpha hydroxy acid. So you don't have to use all those individual serums. It really takes the guesswork out of, you know, what can be layered with what, in what order. As somebody who's lazy slash busy, I really like this all-in-one concept. And of course, it has clinical studies behind it. 2 months worth of visible skin improvement in just 2 weeks. Improved skin texture, even skin tone, firmer skin, smooth, visible lines, and long-lasting hydration. And the other thing that I really liked learning about was the way they did blind tests. So they tested a bunch of people. One half of their face had the super serum and the other half the best-selling luxury serum in the U.S. And after 8 weeks, most people preferred the super serum, which, by the way, is about half the price of that luxury serum. Love that.
What I noticed is that after 2 weeks, I had no irritation anytime I used it, using it twice a day. So that's saying a lot because I do have sensitive skin. No wonder it's won an Allure Best in Beauty Award. You can find Olay's Super Serum and other Olay products in major retailers nationwide across Canada and the US. For more information, visit olay.ca. And now back to the show. I wanted to ask you, with your influencer friends or makeup artists, I know you're rolling with, you know, Charlotte Tilbury and all them these days. What is the best tip you've learned lately? Is there something that somebody shared with you and you're like, I'm doing that all the time?
Yeah, I'm definitely one of those people who gets a little bit like stuck in my ways. I get stuck in my technique.
Okay.
But I wrote down three that I've been doing lately that are totally different than what I'm used to. So the first one is I've been doing my eyeshadow first. For years and years, I did my eyeshadow last. But for some reason, when you do it first, and by first, I mean before anything else. So before your foundation's on, I even do it before I do my skincare. Like it's truly the first step. And for some reason, when I find myself doing it first, the eyeshadow is so much more crisp, and it also makes your base so much smoother because you're not worrying about fallout underneath the eyes. So that's one of them. The second one is for years I used to do concealer under the eyes, and then I would do my blush. Now, for some reason, I think I've seen it on TikTok. I've seen other beauty people do it. So I decided to try it. I now do my blush before my concealer. So I will take my cream or liquid blush, apply it on the cheeks. I'll blend it out all the way. And it'll almost look like too much blush. It'll be a lot, very pigmented. But then I'll take my concealer, place that underneath the eyes.
Yeah.
Along this area of my face, my smile lines and everything. And then I'll blend that in. And for some reason, it just, everything looks so melted together. And it looks so much more flawless. So I really like doing that.
Hmm.
The last one's from Painted by Spencer.
Yeah.
Love him. He's incredible. And that's doing, you take your pressed powder to set your concealer.
Okay.
And then you take your loose powder and put that on top. Mm-hmm. I used to just do loose powder and call it the day, but now I do pressed. I'll press it in with a powder puff, and then I'll take a damp sponge and I'll press in my loose powder, and it makes my under eyes so much smoother. No creasing, no lines. So nice. But yeah, that's what I'm doing lately.
Oh, interesting. It's like a double setting technique.
Yeah, that's double cool. set, basically, yeah.
Now, you get a lot of products. We know this. Yeah. I've seen your mailer where you send out a PR kit to your peeps. I love that.
Yeah.
Tell us what, I mean, I know it's going to be hard, but tell us what was the one entirely unsponsored product that you tried this year that just blew your freaking hair back?
I'll be curious if you've heard of it. I mean, I talk about P. Louise obsessively on my page. P. Louise. It's a product called Cheek of It.
Haven't heard of it.
It is, see, you gotta try it out.
Okay.
It's, called the P. Louise Cheek of It. And it is a blush, and they also have a bronzer version of it. And it is like, I love not only the technology behind the actual packaging of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's really not many other blushes. I don't think there's any blush that has the same packaging. Hmm. It's a custom component that P. Louise created. It's so easy to apply, and it's the most beautiful application and finish. And they have so many shades, so many shades. And it just, I am in love with that product. And then the bronzer version of it too, I also use, same packaging and everything. And it's so nice. I highly recommend checking it out. It just came out this year, so it's new, but I love it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm definitely going to do some Googling after this.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. There's a big Sephora sale coming up. What would be five things that you would definitely have in your cart?
Okay. I had to write these down. Too.
Yes, of course.
Asking me this question is honestly so difficult. It's similar to asking me like that desert island question, if I could only bring X amount on a desert island. I thought about it and I wrote down six products that I have found myself buy-in over and over and over again that I think are absolutely incredible. They're like legacy products. So the first one is the NAS Light Reflectant Foundation. It is absolutely beautiful. It's so lightweight but gives gorgeous coverage, and the lasting power of it is exceptional. It's one of my favorite foundations of all time.
Okay.
Second thing is the Givenchy Prisme Libre Setting Powder. It's a loose powder. For shade reference, I use shade number 2. And it is one of the smoothest, most micro fine powders you can get. And it has a little tiny bit of shimmer in it. It's not noticeable under the eye, though, but it does prevent it from looking dry. It's so beautiful. Then I put the NAS Soft Matte Concealer, because I've been using that for years and years and years. And I think anyone who has not tried it should 100% try it. It's really good. I mean, I use it to cover hyperpigmentation, redness, acne. It even looks nice under the eyes. It's matte. So if you have oily skin, it really will last long all day. I wrote Tatcha Water Cream. I'm someone who loves all Tatcha products. I'm like Tatcha obsessed, but if I had to choose one Tatcha product, I would choose the water cream. Patrick Ta Blush, specifically in the shade She's Blushin'. It is a beautiful fall winter tone that looks good on majority of skin tones. And then the KBD Dazzle Sticks that I was talking about before. It's a quick and easy to use shadow stick with a lot of pigment and a lot of shimmer. And they're so, so pretty. So that would be my recommendations. So hard, so difficult, but
love it. I've totally gotten back into shadow sticks myself, actually. I don't know why. I just feel like it, rather than a palette, I'm kind of in shadow stick mode.
Well, have you noticed it's kind of a little bit trendy? Like Fenty just came out with a bunch of them. Rare Beauty, Chanel just came out with something like that. So it seems like it's kind of going to be the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried the Makeup Forever ones yesterday. They were quite good.
And isn't that interesting? Because beauty brands aren't really coming out with eyeshadow palettes much anymore.
Exactly. One thing I notice about your video, before you even start applying your makeup, your skin is so glowy. So maybe, and I know you get comments on this too. So tell us like what, maybe you could drop your skincare routine. I know, again, back in our first episode, it was a whole acne journey and Michaela talked about that. You can go back and listen, but now it's just like so flawless and glowy. So what's your everyday secret?
Yeah. I mean, for people who don't know me that much, I didn't have a skincare routine until I was 21. Like I literally did not use skincare at all. I would just use makeup wipes, which is so crazy to say now. But yeah, the reason I began using skincare is because I, at 21, developed hormonal acne really bad. So then I just kind of got into it. And now I have a skincare routine that I am totally obsessed with. I will absolutely share it with you. I do it every single day. I will never skip a day. And even right now, I don't have any makeup on and my skin looks pretty
nice. It looks absolutely, it's so glowy. Looks
lovely. So it has that glow and it's my skin. I am so proud of myself.
Yes.
So I always start with a cleansing oil, cleansing balm. And that's just because I wear makeup every day. So I really need to break that down and remove it. So some of the cleansing oils I like, I rotate them. I use Dermalogica, DHC, Desi skincare, or one of the cleansing balms I really like is the Tatcha one. So I always do that first, just get that layer of makeup off. But I know that alone will not remove all my makeup. So then I use the Garnier Micellar Water and I take that on a Shiseido cotton pad. And I am telling you, the Shiseido cotton pads are the best cotton pads you can buy.
Yeah, they are luxury, but many makeup artists will say worth it.
They are worth it. They're that splurge item. So I'll put the micellar water on that and then I'll just, you know, kind of do a few rounds of that on my skin just to get a little bit more of the makeup off because I know there's leftover. Then I cleanse my skin and I rotate my cleanses. So I use the Real Exfoliating Cleanser And when I'm not using that one, I use the Neutrogena Hydro Boost fragrance-free, I'll be specific about that, fragrance-free cleanser. And that Real cleanser, if you have acne, I cannot recommend that cleanser enough. Like, I don't have any acne at all. And I went from having severe acne to having none. And like, I've been using that cleanser for almost a year now straight.
What is that brand?
It's R-A-E-L. It's a woman's brand. Like, they have tampons, pads. It's all women's wellness.
Okay.
But they also have skincare. And I discovered it and I just became obsessed with it. That cleanser has completely changed my skin, and I preach about it so much on TikTok and everywhere because it is so unbelievably good. But that's an exfoliating cleanser, so it's a little bit strong on the skin. So I will say that it's meant to exfoliate the skin. So I don't recommend using it every single day. And that's why I'll switch off with the Neutrogena Hydro Boost one.
Yeah.
That way I can balance the moisture in my skin, because exfoliating cleansers can strip the moisture. So I use the Neutrogena one to bring it back.
Little cycling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm pretty simple. So the last thing I'll do is moisturize. And I use either the Dermalogica Stabilize and Repair Cream, which is a very thick barrier cream. I will use that when I use the exfoliating cleanser. And then when I use the Neutrogena Hydro Boost, I will use the Neutrogena Hydro Boost water cream.
Okay.
So that is my skincare routine.
The high-low mix, people. The Shiseido pads and the Neutrogena Hydro Boost. Love it.
Yeah. So yeah, I love Neutrogena skincare. It is affordable and it works really well for me. So.
Nutrafol is one of our show partners this week. So have you ever had that moment when you go to quickly throw your hair up in a ponytail and then you grab your ponytail and you're going, whoa, this is way thinner than it used to be? And I know that so many people have had that experience, especially in the last few years. And in fact, 30 million women are impacted by weak or thinning hair. So the good news is that you're not alone. Not only is it common, it's normal. And you can join the thousands of women that are doing something about thinning or weakened hair with Nutrafol. So Nutrafol is a physician-formulated, drug-free oral supplement that aims to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. So personally, I take the Women's Balance formula, and I notice that when I'm on my routine, I definitely have less shedding. And I appreciate when I scan the Nutrafol label, I recognize a lot of well-known healthy hair go-to ingredients like biotin, beta-carotene, zinc, and selenium, just to name a few. And together, those are supporting healthy hair growth from within by targeting the five root causes of thinning, like stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. And in a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BREAKING. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for health. Nutrafol for healthier hair. So that's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code BREAKING. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
What about professional treatments? Because that helps too, right?
Yeah, I mean, so it's interesting. When I saw this question, I said to myself, wow, I don't do any of that. I actually don't. I never get facials. I never go to spas. And I think that's because I aspire to go to esthetician school soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I honestly, a late dream of mine, maybe when I'm 40, 50, is to open my own spa or have like some sort of beauty palace situation. So I do all my own facials and all my own skin treatments because I kind of want to learn how to do it, and I'll go to school for it eventually. So yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really talked about it, but I can't wait to like actually do it, you know?
Yeah. I love that idea. I mean, skin is everything. That's the thing. Makeup's so fun to play with, but you know, I think for a lot of us, if you had acne at any point, the goal is sometimes to wear less foundation because you just want your skin to be, you want to wake up with great skin, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there anything that we missed that's on your mind that you'd like our listeners to know? Anything you haven't talked about? Can you give us a sneak peek of what what you're excited to create this year?
I mean, I wish I could tell you what my actual Halloween day look is, because it is really, it's something that I'll say, if you follow me, I'll give you a hint. It's something that means a lot to me. And I actually showcase it here and there on my page, whether it's in my clothes, maybe it's in like a cup that I drink from.
Oh, there's a big hint, people.
Yeah, that's a big hint. But, you know, in the next 2 weeks, I plan to do a lot of like vampire. I'm into the scary stuff. Vampire, maybe It the Clown, Saw.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of fun filters on TikTok. If you're actually someone struggling to think of Halloween ideas, there's these Halloween filters that help you pick your Halloween makeup look. And I'm going to try out some of those to see what it challenges me to do. So, yeah.
Fun. That's fun. And so bigger picture stuff, what is next for you? What's on the mood board for 2024?
Well, I will say at the end of this year, something really cool that I've been working on for a long time will be revealed, which I'm really, really excited about. Ooh. And 2024, yeah, it's honestly one of my favorite things I've done. So I'm excited for people to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned.
Or, I don't know, I think that'll be a really big year of growth for me, for sure. Now that I'm married and all that stress of the wedding and all of that is gone, I feel like so much stress has been taken off my shoulders that I can actually focus on creating really cool content and just focusing on growing who I am as a person. Because next year I'll be 26. So I feel like I'm still so young.
Definitely.
I feel like I'm still in that phase where I'm trying to figure myself out. But like I said, esthetician school is definitely in the near future for me. And just continuing to grow my family with Cody, whether that be getting another dog or whatever it may be. So,
yeah, that's exciting. Well, it was so lovely speaking with you. And thank you so much. You look great. You look like you're just living the best life. And I think you're going to have so much fun with the KVD beauty fam. Wishing you all the best. And I'll be watching out for those half faces.
Yeah, stay
to
tuned.
See what they come up with. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.